KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Right now, it's 86.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. There was little change in the latest WASDE report. Market experts seem to be focused on the recent weather. Arden Suderman is chief commodities economist for StoneX Group. He says to expect a hot and dry summer.
The general pattern that we're in with what we call a negative Pacific decadal oscillation, which means cool waters off of the west coast stretching to the southwest toward Hawaii, that tends to give us a higher risk of continuing in a drought-type situation. So there will be rains in the dry areas of the Midwest, but they're going to be more scattered in nature. It's going to be a haves and have-nots type of a thing. And the overall pattern is going to be below normal rainfall with above normal temperatures.
Suderman says the short-term outlook for average temperatures for the next week or so at 7 to 10 degrees above normal will dry out the crops.
Boy, we are zapping it fast, and I don't think the market really recognizes that. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center has some excellent maps that estimate water in the soils and the deficit, and the deficit covers most of the Midwest right now, and the next 2 weeks are expected to simply add to that deficit.
That's Arlen Suderman, StoneX Group. And U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai in Europe this week for negotiations with her European counterparts. She says she'll take part in intense negotiations to resolve the 16-year dispute over Boeing and Airbus subsidies and find a path forward on products like steel and aluminum. The talks will also give the U.S. and European Union a chance to champion the rights and interests of workers in those industries while also creating new standards to combat the harmful industrial policies of China and other countries that undermine the ability of other countries to compete. The ambassador said trade is essential to a functioning global economy, but it's clear the past promises made to workers on trade were not kept. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's a patriotic day today with the birthday of the U.S. Army, along with former President Donald Trump's birthday today. At the same time, it's Flag Day. And in honor of Flag Day, many veterans across the state of Kansas are making the flag more accessible to veterans that have sight problems.
Stars are all raised, and then as you go across the stripes are at the end of the row. Tells you what color.
House Paul Kaminsky, the executive officer of the American Flag Project, or him and Walt Peters, have created the new American Braille Flag Project for veterans with vision disabilities.
Approximately 130,000 visually impaired veterans in the United States feel and see the Braille flag and let them know that they are loved and appreciated, and they just as valuable as they ever were.
That audio from KWCH News. They are working their way across the state of Kansas to try and deliver Braille flags to veterans across the state. Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all at one location? Head to Rusty Export.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty Export. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckford.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Psychiatric facilities have enough beds to treat children in Kansas in need of intensive mental health care, but a worker shortage means that roughly 100 of those spots remain empty. Kansas News Service reports that in recent years, children have often waited months for openings in specialized facilities that offer long-term psychiatric care. The wait time is now down to an average of 44 days, yet 146 children remain in line for their turn, even though 104 beds are still open. Residential care centers are struggling to fill jobs that are physically and emotionally taxing, and that sometimes pay less than $15 an hour. In other news, a woman's body was found near the Kansas River in Kansas City Saturday morning. Wyandotte County Sheriff's Deputy Spokesperson Captain Kyle Harvey said the death is being investigated as a homicide. The woman's body was reported shortly before 7 a.m. on Saturday near a boat ramp on the river. Harvey said the woman was in her mid-60s, but so far authorities have not immediately released her identity, and so far no arrests have been reported in the incident as the investigation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol says three people were killed in a traffic collision in northeast Nebraska. The crash happened Friday afternoon at the junction of Nebraska 14 and Highway 275 near Neely. The patrol says a truck driven by 31-year-old Shane Ernst of Dalton failed to stop at an intersection and collided with an SUV occupied by 74-year-old Geraldine Ellsbury and 72-year-old Norman Ellsbury, both of Orchard. All three people were declared deceased at the scene. Police in Lincoln say remains found near a lake last week were those of 23-year-old Carly Schaff, who was reported missing May 19th. Police say the case is being treated as a suspicious death. Schaff's body was found Thursday at Pawnee Lake near Lincoln. An autopsy identified the body, but police said that the cause and manner of her death are still not known. Schaff's mother reported her missing after she had not heard from her daughter for 2 days. And Nebraska weather forecasters say a hot week is on tap. Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Helen Barber is gathering information on a high-risk local roads plan, which would require a $5,000 10% match toward a $50,000 sign-up fee. Ann Escalante was approved as a deputy at the request of Sheriff Tim Ackerman. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on recent improvements that Heinen Brothers Aerial Spraying Service have completed at the airport, including allowance for additional hangar space. Resident landowner concerns regarding proposed tower construction were discussed. Washington County is not zoned, so commissioners have limited authority. Dwayne Broda is planning retirement as Noxious Weed Solid Waste Director October 1st, and commissioners met in executive session to consider his replacement. Plans continue with implementation of public transportation services for Washington County, with a van expected to arrive this fall. The annual meeting of the Washington County Economic Partnership is Tuesday evening, June 15th, 6:30 till 9 at Scattered Acres in Palmer. A meal will be served, and annual 100% membership dues will be accepted at the door. A representative with North Central Regional Planning will be a guest with a brief presentation. For additional information, contact John Bruna. Thunderstorms Friday afternoon brought welcome rains, but some areas fell victim to gusty winds and hail. A tornado warning was prompted for northern Nemohaw County when activity near Burn picked up. North of that area, golf ball size hail was reported near Highway 75, as well as 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts at multiple locations, including areas near Pawnee City. Power lines were down in the northern Nemohaw County area as well. Wind gusts did damage at the Sabetha area, flipping over planes at the airport as the front continued tracking southeast. Wymore Rural Water District patrons are asked to boil drinking water until further notice, as state tests are being confirmed following a water leak repair over the weekend. The issue was discovered with a large water loss Saturday night on the Wymore Rural Water District. Full service was restored Sunday afternoon following repairs. Gene T. Hickman, age 86, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Burial in St. Bridget Cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Gene Hickman. Carrie E. Scala, age 72, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Graveside service is Wednesday, 10:30 at the Greenwood Cemetery, south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Carrie Scala.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, the main story for this week is going to be this upper level ridge that's across the central northern parts of the Rockies. We'll move into the central parts of the Midwest. We will continue to see temperatures well into the 90s. It looks like our warmest day will be Thursday, up to 99 degrees. Pretty quiet weather out there until the end of the week. It looks like we'll see isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms into the weekend as another system will move into the area. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs at 93. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies in the mid-90s. For Wednesday night, clear skies, 71. And for Thursday, mostly sunny skies in the upper 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark is a cool place to shop. Cool because they have gifts for dad. Cool because they have great ladies' tops, summer cardigans, and accessories. Cool because they have the largest collection of Melissa and Doug toys in town. Cool because they have Chiefs gear and memorabilia. Cool because you can pick up previous year's keepsake ornaments 50% off to complete your collections. Cool because, well, air conditioning. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. More than just your favorite Hallmark store. Open 9 to 3 Saturday.
Average high temperature mid-June 86. Record high on this date 104. The average low 63. The record low 45. Sunset this evening 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
The United States Army and the United States flag both celebrating milestones. We tell you about that on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 14th, the 165th day of the year. Singer Boy George is turning 60 today, and on this day in 1775, the Continental Army was founded by Congress for purposes of defense. Today is considered the birthday of the United States Army, with George Washington being appointed to the Commander-in-Chief in June of the same year. It's also National Flag Day, which commemorates the adoption of the American flag as our national emblem. The flag resolution stated that the flag of the 13 United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field representing a new constellation. The oldest continual Flag Day celebration happens in Appleton, Wisconsin. It has been held every year since 1950. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
People like all different kinds of cars, but there's one thing everyone wants in a car: quality. Same thing's true with your car loan. New or used, buy or lease, you want quality in your car and in your car loan.
For a quality car loan, you know who to turn to. With great rates and personal service, shop like a cash customer with a quality car loan from us. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Chris Bassett escaped a scary drive to win his seventh straight decision. Matt Olson homered twice, and the Oakland Athletics powered past the Kansas City Royals yesterday for a 6-3 win. Olson hit solo shots in the third and fifth for his second two-homer game this season and 10th of his career. Matt Chapman also connected to back Bassett. After losing his first two decisions of the season, he hasn't lost. Kansas City Royals open a four-game home series today with the Detroit Tigers. Josh Winder pitched six innings, allowed one run over three hits, and punched out seven Tulsa Drillers and earned his second win of the season. The Wichita Wind Surge defeated the Tulsa Drillers 7-1 yesterday and won the final two games of the series. The Wichita Wind Surge comes off the road and returns to Riverfront Stadium tomorrow for a six-game series with the Springfield Cardinals. First pitch at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
After months and months of hard work and worry about the weather and worry about prices, it all comes to this. Wheat harvest is upon us. Stay with Mid-America Ag Network for harvest updates brought to you by Abilene Machine. Mid-America Ag Network will follow the harvest from Texas to the Dakotas and keep you updated all along the way. Harvest updates from Mid-America Ag Network, presented by Abilene Machine.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KCLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KCLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Kyle Larson was back in the NASCAR All-Star race and got another $1 million by winning it again. Larson held off a hard-charging Brad Keselowski during the final 10-lap shootout at Texas on Sunday night after a slippery three-wide pass for the lead and pushed Hendrick Motorsports to its second consecutive win and 10th overall in the annual non-points race with a seven-figure prize. Kansas City Chiefs fans have waited months to meet Patrick Mahomes' daughter, and on Friday, Mahomes and Brittany Matthews shared their daughter with the world for the first time. Sterling Skye was included in a family photo shoot where Mahomes and Matthews wore his new Adidas shoe. The entire family was decked out in Adidas gear, including the four-month-old. It's the first time Mahomes and Matthews have shared Sterling Skye's face. Previously, Matthews said they planned to keep their daughter's pictures private until they felt the time was right. I'm Rick Averett, and that's going to do it for your Monday Look at Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Twin Valley League All-Stars dominated the first half of Saturday's Division II matchup in Beloit, leading to a 14-0 East lead at the half. Hanover's Colin Juniman and Jacob Juniman teaming up with Axtell's George Foley and Mitchell Bussing, as well as Frankfurt's Aiden Gerstner and Gavin Corneliuson engineered the lead, which went back in the West favor second half, scrambling to a 36-28 finish for the win for the West. Hanover's Jacob Klipp was a standout defensively with an impressive performance, notably in the first half as well. Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team took Rossville Saturday 10-1, splitting a pair with Republic County last Wednesday. Marysville winning 2-1 and Republic County taking game 2, 7-6. Marysville Legion team at Wymore Tuesday at Seneca for a doubleheader Wednesday. Back home hosting Fairbury on Saturday.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Whether harvesting from your garden or visiting a pick-your-own farm, nothing beats the fresh flavor of homegrown berries. And managing the harvest as you work your way down each row doesn't have to be messy and cumbersome or result in a pile of mushy fruit. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Make harvesting easier with the help of plastic gallon milk or water jugs. Convert them into a harvest basket by enlarging the opening at the top while leaving the handles intact. Secure the plastic jug around your waist by running a rope or belt through the handle. Now you have two hands free for harvesting and a safe place for your harvest. Once you've filled the bottom 3 inches, it's time to move the berries to another shallow container like a plastic dishpan, shallow plastic storage containers, or shallow oven pans. Piling soft berries any higher results in smashed fruit. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
It's the fifth largest air force in the world, but few of the planes here will fly. Or even if they could, it may be years before they head back into the air. So why are so many planes sitting here unused? The answer on this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Most people in Tucson call it the Boneyard, a portion of the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base used much like a scrapyard for military aircraft. The Pima Air Museum conducts guided coach tours of the facility. There's plenty to see.
B-1s, B-52s, and C-5 Galaxies, lots of fighters. It's a really fascinating experience and utterly unique. The staff order like to boast they've got the fifth largest Air Force in the world parked in their front yard.
Some aircraft are scrapped, but many that are here are used for spare parts.
The good old B-52 Stratofortress bomber, it's been in service, early 50s, 53, 54. But the B-52 is scheduled to remain in service until 2050.
It's an effective aircraft, but there may be another reason it will hang around until 2050.
I suspect probably what will happen is they'll fly a few of them until they reach the 100th anniversary, and it'll very likely be the longest serving military aircraft ever.
Aircraft come here for a variety of reasons, including some new fighters that arrived about 35 years ago.
Several dozen brand new F-16As came off the assembly line intended to go to Pakistan through a military assistance program, and relationships with Pakistan got a little bit tense, and the State Department decided to cancel the contract. So these brand new aircraft were flown to AMARC for storage. Oh, they anticipated a faster resolution with the disagreements with Pakistan, and many of them are still sitting over there.
There are over 4,000 planes and helicopters from many decades of service, and the museum provides a unique way to view the place known as the Boneyard. Traveling the countryside in Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction featuring tools, household items, and collectibles for Robert Ryan Saturday, June 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1220 Heights Avenue. Tools include a Craftsman tool chest and workbench, workbench with a vise, 20-foot aluminum extension ladder, several step ladders. Household items include a modern glass front hutch, round kitchen table with four chairs and leaf, several dressers, a bedroom set, recliners, hide-a-bed divan, wood desks, an office chair, 8-foot folding table, treadmill, and stepper. Collectibles include a 3/4 oak bed, oak chest of drawers, oak desk, fancy dishes and glassware, pressed glassware, and stemmed glassware. This household auction for Robert Ryan, Saturday, June 19th, begins at 10 a.m. Follow the signs to 1220 Heights Avenue, Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Grasshoppers can make a quick meal of your flowers and vegetables. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to keep them from hopping onto your favorite plants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Yeah.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Grasshoppers are one of the most difficult insects to control. They hop, they fly, and your garden plants are a buffet. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Kentucky. He says in the spring, baby grasshoppers don't have their strong jaws yet, so they only feed between the veins of a leaf. As they grow through the summer, their mouths become so powerful they can take a plant down to the ground. Larson says when you're trying to control grasshoppers, vigilance early in the season is the key.
If you get out there early with something like Carbaryl or Cyfluthrin and spray that on the plant, those young grasshoppers, they'll feed on the leaves that have been treated and they'll die. If you wait until you see big grasshoppers hopping around, your chances of control are considerably lowered.
Larson says another option to consider is a trap cropping square around the perimeter of the plants you want to protect.
Plant some lush, tall grasses around the garden. The grasshoppers will migrate into those grasses, preferentially over your garden. And if you start to see them in there, you can go through and target a spray or your bait in that area, and you'll get really good control, and you'll see less damage on your plants.
Weather is a huge factor in grasshopper populations. Larson says a dry winter dries out grasshopper eggs and exposes them to the elements. A cool, wet spring promotes the development of fungi that destroys the immature insects. However, a hot, dry summer is their best friend. Heat helps insects develop quicker and stresses out plants, which makes them easier for grasshoppers to munch on. Learn more about grasshoppers and how to deal with them at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sons of the earth, how beautiful the fields.
Whenever I'm questioning what my purpose is or I'm worried about what's going on in the world around me, I remind myself of Esther in the Bible and how God called her for such a time as this. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Although it's easy to get consumed with what's going on around us, especially this year, it's important to stay focused on God's plan for your life. One way you can do this is through your finances. When you start to view your money as a tool and not a goal, you'll be empowered to make financial decisions that align with your purpose and your values. Keep in mind, generosity should also be one of the ways that you live out your purpose and make the most of your blessings. Identify a charity or a church initiative you're passionate about and give with a cheerful heart. Trust that you are on earth right now for a reason and use your money as a tool to live your faith. You'll find more meaning and gratitude that way.
Lifetime Vision Center reminds parents while getting everything ready for kids to go back to school, make an appointment for a comprehensive eye exam. Your child's vision is as important as getting supplies for learning. Call to schedule today. Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
The Federal Conservation Reserve Program is expanding, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators about safety when using foliar pesticides. Tim Joseph is with Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Applicators should be sure to cover exposed skin, wear closed-toed shoes and goggles, and use non-absorbent gloves when applying crop protection products. It's also important to properly clean the equipment to avoid accidental exposure. The product labels also outline application and use requirements.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Conservation Reserve Program has an enrollment cap of 25 million acres, but that's going to change, according to Zach Ducheneau, administrator of the Farm Service Agency.
Currently, we're 4 million acres below the goal for 2021, and the cap is going to increase to 27 million acres by 2023. In addition, there's another 3 million acres that are going to be exiting CRP in the next 2 years. So we've got a lot of room to grow the program, but a considerable amount of work to do just to maintain the enrollment.
Ducheneau says additional incentives are also planned for the CRP.
If we are not able to help put money in producers' pockets to enlist them in the fight against climate change, we're not going to be able to recruit them to the cause. We're adjusting soil rental rates to enable additional flexibility for rate adjustments, including an increase in rates. And we're also increasing payments for practice incentives for continuous CRP anywhere between 20 and 50%. We're increasing payments for water quality practice rates from 10 to 20%. And we're also establishing a CRP grassland minimum rental rate that will benefit more than 1,300 counties across the nation.
Learn more at fsa.usda.gov. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience, rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Updates. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, you've probably seen combines moving around the last few days. Wheat harvest 2021 is underway in Kansas. The combines are rolling in Kingman County.
We got our first load in on Friday night.
Larry Timmish at Farmers Cooperative in Belmont says the first loads were pretty decent.
It was looking pretty good. Test weight was over 60 and moisture was, I think it was running around 12. I haven't had any protein tests done on it as of yet.
Okay.
It's pretty good looking wheat.
Larry says if the weather holds, the wheat harvest will continue full tilt.
I think so, yeah. It seems a little slower start than normal, but we're getting going here pretty quick.
And a little farther to the west, combines are rolling in Kiowa County.
Got started over the weekend.
Ernie Thielen is with OK Co-op in Kiowa, Kansas.
Test weight seemed to be good. Well, you know, and surprising, the stuff that came in was 12.1, 11.5 moisture. Yeah. Most of the stuff had been grazed and had not been fungicide. But, yeah, it was a lot drier than what we thought it'd be.
And Ernie says so far the test weights have been pretty strong.
We're above 60 right now. I'm extremely happy with the protein.
Really?
I mean the test weight.
Good. Ernie tells me he thinks that harvest will get into full swing there in Kiowa County tomorrow.
Right now, I say full swing. That's with the farmers that have their own cutters.
Right.
We don't have a lot of custom cutters here yet.
Oh, okay. Once again, that's Ernie Thielen with OK Co-op in Kiowa, Kansas. Wheat harvest 2021 underway in Kansas. We'll keep you posted on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at...
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Some leading ag groups urging lawmakers to reach a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. A group letter sent to congressional leaders and a collection of lawmakers who showed interest in working out a deal. The letter said, "We ask that you continue to work together to craft an infrastructure package to support American jobs and strengthen the economy, and that the package specifically focuses on critical importance of infrastructure to U.S. agriculture and the ability to deliver products to market." They said it's essential that the infrastructure legislation include much-needed investment in dams, locks, inland waterways, and ports, as well as rural highways and roads, bridges, rail, and broadband infrastructure. The organizations that signed the letter include the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, the Farm Credit Council, the Agriculture Transportation Coalition, Farmers for Free Trade, and numerous commodity groups. An even larger group of farm organizations issuing a fresh plea to lawmakers to address their labor needs. The letter to Senate leadership said they must address the workforce crisis threatening farms across the U.S. so producers can continue to feed, clothe, and fuel the nation. That is according to some 288 national and state organizations that signed off on the letter. Now, the letter does stop short of specifically endorsing a House-passed Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which has the backing of some major farm groups as well as some farm worker advocates. The bill would provide a path to legal status for farm workers who are in the country illegally while also expanding access to the H-2A visa program. The letter says, without immediate action by the Senate, the federal government outdated policy and broken immigration system will force many farmers to consider whether they can continue labor-intensive agriculture. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
What kind of home improvement project are you working on this season? Cosmetic updates, a major renovation, painting, or treehouse? All the tools, lumber, windows, doors, and paint you need are at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. From start to finish, your project will go smoothly with Milwaukee and DeWalt tools for sale and rent. They make any task easier and faster. Grab the accessories, hardware, paint, and lumber for all your building projects all in one place. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Grasshoppers can make a quick meal of your crops. Control them while they're young before they become destructive adults on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon, but let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices. Practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
This is a wake-up call for you and your field's microbiome from Source by Sound Agriculture. Source is a revolutionary chemistry approach that doesn't rely on bulky nutrients or finicky biologicals to wake up your soil and unlock more corn from less than an ounce of application per acre. It's like caffeine for microbes. Source works with the soil you've already got and the equipment you already use. So if you're a grower, go to sound.ag and learn more. And if you're a microbe, time to rise and shine.
Grasshoppers are one of the most difficult insects to control. They hop, they fly, and your crops are a buffet. Some years are worse than others. Weather is a huge factor in grasshopper populations. A dry winter dries out their eggs and exposes them to the elements. A cool, wet spring promotes the development of fungi that destroys the immature insects. However, a hot, dry summer is their best friend. Heat helps insects develop quicker and stresses out plants, which makes them easier for hoppers to munch on. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Kentucky. He says in the spring, baby grasshoppers don't have their strong jaws yet, so they only feed between the veins of a leaf.
But as they grow, their mouths become so powerful, they can chew through pretty much anything. And so we start to see them consume entire leaves, or we'll see them even eat an entire seedling down to the ground. If we have a high population year, that's when we start to see this indiscriminate destruction from them. But if it's a normal year, it's just sort of this nondescript feeding pattern along the edge.
Control young grasshoppers while they're in concentrated border areas before they spread into the crops and before they become adults.
If you get out there early with something like Carbaryl or Cyfluthrin and spray that on the plant, those young grasshoppers, they'll feed on the leaves that have been treated and they'll die. If you wait until you see big grasshoppers hopping around, your chances of control are considerably lowered.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grasshopper control at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We are struggling with our grains and soybeans here as we roll through Monday towards the end of the day. July corn down 21 and three quarters at 660 and a half. September is down 29 at $6 and three quarters of a cent. All the back months are down. Kansas City wheat is really having some issues today. July Kansas City wheat is down 7 at 673 and three quarters. Just can't seem to get anything going today when it comes to Kansas City wheat. All of the back months are down as well. So we're really having some issues today with our grains. July soybeans down 35 at 1473 and a half. August down 39 and a quarter at 1443 and a quarter. Soybean meal and soybean oil are tracking sharply lower as well. Just can't seem to get anything going there. Cotton is way down. July cotton is down 198 points at 85.02. October down 354 at 85.80. So not a happy look so far for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat, or cotton. In the livestock complex, news is a bit better there. June live cattle up 37 at 119.07. August up 105 at 121.07. All the back months are good. August feeders up 312 at 154.30. September feeders up $3 at 156.52, rather. So all the back months in the feeder cattle are up by more than $2. So it's been a positive day so far for cattle. Hogs remain mixed. June hogs up 20 at 122.87, while July hogs are down 217 at 117.80. So really kind of a tricky day for hogs, but the cattle are doing well. June gold is down $13.50 currently at $1,863.90 an ounce. We're seeing some negativity with silver and copper as well. So with the exception of cattle, things in our futures markets not doing well here on Monday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Rusty Eck Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Eck Ford.
Well, we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right. Virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Eck Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and Select.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
decades of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.